Eight Puget Sound area Boeing machinists have filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board about the vote that decided the 777X would be built in Washington. The workers fault the International Union for what they say were problems with the voting. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Half of the machinists who complained asked the Labor Relations Board to stop the vote from even happening. Rob Lee Evans was one of them. He says he contacted the Labor Board when he realized members would be out of town on holiday. He faults the International Union because it forced the vote on that day.
I don't think it gave my brothers and sisters a fair chance to vote whatever way they wanted to vote, yes or no.
Complainants say the vote did not go well. Workers stood around for hours waiting for voter eligibility cards that they were supposed to receive by mail. And people on holiday struggled to vote online.
I had several people that had access to the computer that tried to do the absentee that were denied.
That's Randall Miles, a machinist shop steward. He fired off his complaint on voting day.
I wanted to let the International know that that people weren't getting to vote and people were walking out of the lines not getting the vote. My hope was that they would delay it.
But the vote went ahead and 51% accepted Boeing's contract. 3,000 fewer people voted in the January 3rd vote than in the November vote. The International Union says the vote was properly conducted. The Labor Board will decide if that's true. The board has the power to nullify the vote, though it may seek a different remedy if it finds the International did wrong. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.